Baby, yes sir, yes sir.
That was last podcast.
Yes sir, we back, baby. Yes sir.
Hourglass podcast,
man. It's your boy. It's your boy.
Hourglass podcast.
We here, baby. We here.
Hourglass podcast.
That motherfucking freeze be dirty. That motherfucking freedom loose be baby.
Hourglass podcast.
Yes, sir. Gotta get everything right. Get everything tight. Get the levels motherfucking popping. Get the motherfucking notes
hourglass
up.
Hourglass podcast.
I gotta start using it. I got this motherfucking good note joint, man. Don't even be fucking using it.
Hourglass podcast.
Yes, sir. Got the motherfucking Rogue podcast back popping. She ready.
Hourglass podcast.
That motherfucking Rim Real Productions beat right there, man. That Rim Real Productions beat right there, baby.
Hourglass
yes,
podcast.
Sir. It's your boy X, man.
Hourglass podcast.
It's how we fucking
Hourglass
doing it, man.
Podcast.
I fucking love that shit, podcast. Man. Somebody write me a rhyme, man. Somebody write me a rhyme to this beat, baby.
Hourglass podcast.
I need a rhyme to this motherfucker right here, man.
Hourglass podcast.
I need a rhyme to this motherfucker right here, baby. Yes, sir. Oh. Oh.
Hourglass podcast.
Yes, sir. Y'all can't copyright this shit, man. Y'all can't come take this beat right here. Y'all can't copyright my shit, man. They talking about upload motherfuckers. They talking about copyright infringement and shit. You can't do it off this beat, baby. You can't do it off this beat, baby. Oh, no, you can't.
Hourglass podcast. Hourglass podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Hourglass Podcast, episode 320. As always, I want to thank y'all for checking your boy out on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, whatever the fuck else is left, man. I don't fucking know. I'm had to change my intro and shit. I think some of my spots. I don't even think Google doing motherfucking podcasts no more. Last time I fucking checked, I believe. So I got to change my shit up, man. But thank y'all for checking out, man. Make sure you share the link, share the page, let everybody know how to get down, motherfucking subscribe. Check your boy out on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram. It's either Hourglass Podcast, Hourglass Radio. Check out the motherfucking website, hourglassmedia.com. You get your motherfucking shows, videos, get the mixes. I got to get all the mixes back up on that motherfucker, man. Get that bitch back loaded, man. How y'all doing? Hopefully y'all still staying healthy and safe and all that good shit, man. I know I be fucking around, man. Coming teasing y'all 3 weeks, 2 months in a row, then disappear and shit. I got to tell you, man. Motherfucker went back to school, B. And shit, man. Motherfucker went back to school, B. I should be putting some time up on your boy, man. And I'm taking English composition this motherfucking semester. Got your boy writing, man. I ain't been writing no essays in a long time, baby. I ain't writing no essay in a long time. Got your boy writing and shit. Did a textual analysis joint. Turned that in a couple weeks ago. Working on an argument essay right now, man. Getting it in. Textual analysis was on Jada Jones' Black Mama Lives Matter. Talking about the maternal mortality rate for black women against white women and everything. my argument joint man's going to be on the impact smartphones having on mental health and everything, man. So, yeah. Yeah, man. Your boy getting it in, man. Getting it in, dog. This argument one right here, baby. Look, I was in. I had that motherfucker at like 11 pages and everything. Even though he said with max was 1,500 on his joint, 1,500 words. I maybe was at like 2,500 and shit. Come back, say, no, you got to use this one specific database. I had all types of shit going on, baby. I had some citations from everywhere, baby. Citations from everywhere. Said, nah, you got to use this one motherfucker right here. I said, oh. I got to go back and change some shit up. I got to go back and change some shit up. Yes, sir. That's all good, man. I mean, the database and have my shit that I actually found and everything. But it has stuff in that correlate matching up. What I did, I just had to change the names, baby. Change the links and shit, man. You know, boy ain't with the MLA shit. And all that shit, man. But it's been good, man. It's I can't complain, man. It's been pretty good, man. Enjoying it, man. Got some young bucks up in there, man. Youngin', one chick, man. She still in high school taking dual classes. One dude, man. He say 19. Silly ass dude. Oh my God. I was just fucking like, yo, just chill out, baby. One dude said his dad 3 years older than me and shit. Yeah, man. Well, man, it's all gravy though, man. Them youngest, man, I don't talk too much to them youngest, man. I speak, say what's up. Unless we do some group things and shit. I really ain't got much to say to them young bucks, man. And shit, man. I really ain't got much to say to them young bulls, man. They let them enjoy themselves, man. And everything, man. So, is it's all gravy, man. Enjoying it, man. I'm gonna take a break, man. People's told me I can't take no motherfucking classes this summer and shit, so I'm gonna take a break. Just start back up in August, man. Get busy again and everything, man. Take a break. You wanna take some vacations and shit and everything. I understand, dog. I done canceled some shit too, man. We had a joint. We supposed to do the Norwegian joint. Went to a few spots in Grenada. Thanks, Grenada. Some motherfucking places, man. I supposed to flew to Puerto Rico and took to San Juan and took a cruise around, Norwegian cruise around and shit, man. Canceled that because classes started back up. I didn't want to miss my shit, man. I'm real particular about my shit already. You know what I'm saying? So, can't complain, man. This shit, can't complain, peoples, man. Hopefully, y'all doing straight, man. And shit, man. NFL free agency has started. We done had some major moves, man. Had some major moves in free agency. Russell Wilson, man. Denver released Russell Wilson. Looks like he's going to the Pittsburgh Steelers on a 1-year deal. Denver still owe him like $37 million, some change and everything. So we're going to see what Russ does with the Steelers, man. And Sean Payton, what you going to do with us, baby? What is Jared Stidham? Or Stidham going? Or you going to coach him up? He going to be our quarterback? What are you going to do, baby? You traded Jerry Jeudy to Cleveland. And traded Jerry Jeudy to Cleveland. Damn, Cleveland already had Amari Cooper. Nick Chubb coming back. Motherfucking Deshaun Watson, you got to do something. So you can't do. Joe Flacco took you motherfuckers to the playoffs, B. So Deshaun Watson, you come on now. Damn. And shit. You know what I'm saying? So damn, Sean, what you doing, man? You giving away pieces. I understand. We didn't make with that Russell Wilson. We didn't give a lot of shit to give Russell Wilson, and he gone in a couple 2-3 years and shit. And I think you gave up Judy. I think safety you gave up and everything, man. Pittsburgh, man. I mean, I don't know where Russ got left. But he definitely might be, should be better than Kenny Pickett and the other two dudes, Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky and everything. He should be better than that. You still got, y'all got rid of Johnson, what receiver. Y'all still got the other receiver, man. Still got them two running backs. Still got a good defense. Tight end. Should be straight, man. What else we got going on, man? Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta for $180 million deal and everything. So Cousins going to be down there. And shit, Baker Mayfield re-signs with Tampa Bay for $110 million and everything. Yeah, no, $100 million extension for quarterback Baker Mayfield. And Tampa, $110 million contract for defensive tackle Christian Watson and everything. And shit, like I said, Jerry Jeudy going to the motherfucking Browns. Pittsburgh traded Deontay Johnson to the Panthers. So they get a nice, good young – they get a nice, good receiver for Bryce Young and everything, man. What else, man? Let's see. Let's see what we got, man. Let's see what else we got, man. Shit. What else we got, man? Somebody else. Couple other moves went down, B. Chargers release fucking Mike Williams, but he be getting hurt and shit. He been getting hurt anyway, so I understand that move. Derrick Henry, man. Derrick Henry is coming to the Baltimore Ravens. Not a Baltimore fan, but that's a great pickup for the Baltimore. There's a great pickup for Baltimore and everything. Derrick Henry coming to Baltimore Ravens, getting in the backfield. They let Gus Edwards go. Gus Edwards going to the Los Angeles Chargers. And everything, Baltimore gets Derrick Henry. They let Patrick Queen go. He been picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And everything. Woo, Saquon Barkley is going to the motherfucking Philadelphia Eagles. Motherfucking Tiki Barber says Saquon is dead to him. I don't know if he was playing or not. I don't know if he was playing or not, but Saquon ain't take that shit as planned because he had some words for a good old Tiki. And shit, he had some good words for Tiki. He says, what is he at, man? What did he say? Oh, damn, damn, damn. What did he say? Oh, damn, damn, damn. Damn, damn, damn. Damn, what the fuck? I ain't got it. What the fuck is that? Damn, damn, damn. Tiki Barber chat tied to Saquon Barkley. Saquon comes back. What the fuck? There you go. Said left out loud. Tiki Barker, you're the prime example of loyalty to your team. I got the deal I wanted. Secured my GM, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, be so. But I never took back. I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs. Okay. Saquon says, you've been a hater since I got to New York. And all that dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me. Laugh out loud. You're the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got the deal I wanted, secured my GM. which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs. I say, Quan, dog. Saquon ain't shit. Hey, I don't know what the fuck Tiki talking about, man. Fuck that shit, man. Look, I'm a Broncos fan. Look, man, Peyton Manning, fucking whoever, Rod Smith, Ed McCaffrey, Terrell Davis, John Elway, and whoever else and shit want to go to another team because the Broncos ain't want to pay them. Fuck I supposed to say? You know what I'm saying? Don't get your thing, man. Yeah, you don't be upset and shit, but do your thing, man. Hey, do your thing, baby. I mean, we can't be mad at you, baby, for going to get your money. And shit can't go and get your money. Shit. What else, man, we got going on? Say Derrick Henry, we talk Saquon Barkley and shit, Russell Wilson. Mike Evans resigned with resigned back for Tampa Bay. Josh Jacobs is going to the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers release Aaron Jones, who is going to the Minnesota Vikings. Boy, ain't nothing but a round table. Running backs are getting picked up. Austin Eckler is going to the Washington Commanders. Josh Jacobs, man, that should be a good good fit. Good fit for him. And everything. Even though Aaron Jones wasn't bad, I believe Aaron Jones used to get it. He got hurt a lot. Ain't no used to. He was getting hurt a lot. Aaron Jones was hurt a lot. And everything. I believe they still got AJ Dillon. Still got them young receivers, man. So Green Bay should be pretty fucking stout, man. And if they wasn't already, and everything. Philly, man. Philly changed it back every fucking year. I think they had Sanders 1 year. They had Swift, who I forgot who he signed with and everything. And now they got Saquon, which should be nice. Dallas ain't done shit. Jerry Jones said it was going all out this motherfucking time. He lied to y'all Cowboys fans. He lied to y'all Cowboys fans. And shit. I'm just waiting on what my guy Sean Payton gonna do for my Denver Broncos. What are you gonna do, Sean? I understand that, you know what I'm saying, some of these guys ain't your guys. But what are you gonna do for my Denver Broncos, man? What are you gonna do for my Denver Broncos and everything? What are you gonna do for Denver Broncos, man? And everything, man. What else we got? Ravens trade offensive tackle to the Jets. Jets got a nice little offensive tackle. Washington Commanders actually done some amazing things this offseason, man. And everything. Texans agree to terms with Danielle Hunter. Vikings pick up Sam Darnold because Kirk Cousins going to the motherfucking spot. That shouldn't be bad. Sam Darnold might be straight, man. Got a nice believe it's Kevin O'Connell up there. Pretty good, man. Buccaneers re-sign Levante David. Patriots set to return linebacker Josh Uche, however you ever say his name. Eagles bringing back C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Saints signs former chief linebacker Willie Gay. What else? 49ers just get another good man on that defense. They pick up Leonard Floyd for 2 years. And shit, play opposite Nick Bosa since Chase Young probably going to be out. I believe they talking Chase Young might be coming to Baltimore and everything. Like I already said, Pittsburgh picked up Patrick Queen from Baltimore, man, 3 years, $41 million and everything. Baltimore pick up Derrick Henry. Titans get cornerback Chidobe Awuzie. And everything. What else? We have big names out there. Patriots pick up Jacoby Brissett. He returns to the Patriots. I got to see who their offensive coordinator is. Let's see. What else we got? Mancroft. We know Chris Jones was returning. Eckler spoke of him. Panthers trade Brian Burns to Giants. That's a good pickup for the Giants. Yeah, man. So free agency underway, man. I'm just looking to see what my boys going to do, man, what my Denver Broncos going to do. Sean Payton, what you going to do? You then got rid of Russ. Russ was a problem. We knew you didn't like him as he was coming in. What are you going to do, Mr. Payton? What are you going to do, Mr. Payton? And everything, man. What else got going on, man? Kanye, Yeezy, went on another rant. Why the motherfucking shit ain't coming up? Let's see why she not coming up, baby. Let's see why she not coming up. Yeezy went on another rant. Put Drake out there and shit. Ye says, Rich Ty Cardi and the supporters that stood by us through everything. This number, because he had a number one record. I'm not sure what record it is. I haven't listened to some Kanye shit in a minute. Vulture's album I haven't got. I'm not even going to lie to you. I give a fuck. Man, he don't be talking about shit, man. And ain't really got nothing much to do. If it's a hot song, I will fucking listen to it. But ain't nothing fucking shit that been making me worth banging and shit. You know what I'm saying? Paul's Cam and Mace. Ain't nothing been really out there popping to make me jump up. And everything, man. Make me jump up. So, saying, Rich Ty Cardi and the supporters that stood by through everything, this number one is for you. It's for the people who won't be manipulated by the system. Fuck Adidas and everybody who works there or with them. Anyone who goes to school with anyone whose parents who works at Adidas. Just know they tried to destroy me, and here we are with the number one song in the world. Like that fake dude I saw at the lobby. In the lobby at the Ritz that works at GOAT. U.P. Don't stand for shit. And fuck everybody at Daily Mail and fuck everybody at fashion houses that sided with Gabby and Haley Bieber. Fuck each and every single one of y'all. And fuck every so-called Christian and so-called friend or so-called family member that watched me have my kids taken out of my control. That's how I feel. And fuck Drake for taking Dirk right at the beginning of Vulture's rollout. I'll come back to y'all if I think of any more. My nigga. Hey, look, man. Hey, look, man. I don't know why y'all keep falling for this Ye shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Kanye gonna do what he do to get motherfucking people to go out there and listen to his shit, stream his shit, buy his shit, whatever the fuck it is, and everything. And we know motherfuckers just going to see what the fuck is on there and everything. Hey, maybe his music is straight. I mean, I've been hearing some shit. I mean, the nigga raps terrible. And shit, his features I love. That's what I've been hearing. Features I love. I downloaded the motherfucker. I was going to put the bitch on one of my motherfucking hourglass mixes. I haven't done that shit yet, though. I got to get busy because, you know what I'm saying? It's time to update the motherfucking mixes, by the way, and everything. But, hey, man, you know. Hey, man. Y'all motherfuckers continue to fall for this shit, man. Like he said, man, fuck whoever and shit. Fuck her. Fuck the so-called Christians and so-called friends or so-called family members that watch me have my... Nigga, you all been out here saying all types of shit. You just was giving the woman and shit. It's hard for a man to go no... I don't give a fuck how much money you got. It might not be how much money you got. It has always been hard for a man to go in court and get custody of his kids from the woman. Have always been. This shit you been out there doing, man, motherfuckers just going to say you out of control. B, you could call it free spirit or however you want. A motherfucker sitting behind the door watching you say the shit you do, move the way you do and everything. and everything, cuss out motherfucking reporters and shit. No, but yeah, they be asking questions about your wife, who you let walk around in thong your thongs and everything, you know, and everything, then offer motherfucker a job after you give him a little rent and everything. Yeah, motherfucker, they ain't gonna look at that shit because they gonna make him look like the perfect motherfucking mama and shit. That's how it go, B. That's how it go. But that's yay, man. It's not surprising. And when Vultures 2 or whatever the fuck else is coming out that he going around premiering and shit, or having a listening party for, he gonna do it again. He gonna do it again. He gonna do it again. This has been going on since Pablo, or maybe before that. Life of Pablo. This shit been going on for a minute now, B. Motherfuckers, come on now. Shit. Of course he gonna want to promote that he got the number one motherfucking album. Shit, of course. Of course he want to promote that shit. Yeah, he was waiting for this shit. He was waiting for this shit. What else, man? What the fuck is that? Oh, that's for video host. I don't want to fuck that shit too much. And then, man, looks like, man, the motherfucking house, man. Why my motherfucking shit is not coming up on my big boy and shit. Motherfucking House passed a bill that could ban TikTok in the U.S. and is sending it to the Senate. And then Washington, the House voted Wednesday to pass legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S., as Republicans and Democrats alike sound the alarm that the popular video sharing app owned by a China-based company is a national security threat. The vote was 352-65 with one member rep, Jasmine Crockett of Texas, voting present. The bill now heads to Senate where it faces an uncertain fate. There appears to be less urgency to act. Communist in U.S. America, largest geopolitical foe, is using technology actively undermine America's economy and security. Speaker Mike Jones said, today's bipartisan vote demonstrates Congress' opposition to communist China attempts to spy on and manipulate Americans. I don't have TikTok. I don't watch TikTok. If I see anything TikTok, it's probably something somebody posted on Instagram or Facebook or somewhere and shit. I hear a lot of people be on it. I'm not sure if they spying on motherfuckers. As far as I know, man, motherfuckers been out there dancing and shit. That's all I really see. Motherfuckers, the grandbaby be talking about she doing TikTok video and you know what I'm saying? They doing that little shit. She like, I be fucking with it, dog. I be fucking with it. And shit, she be doing that shit, man. So, I don't give a fuck. They can ban the motherfucker. They can ban a whole lot of shit. I'm telling you, man, when I get my motherfucking argument about smartphones and mental health, man, I'm gonna read all that shit to y'all. Because that shit, all this shit is fucking up motherfuckers, man. All this shit is fucking up motherfuckers, man. And lastly, man, our boy, one of our favorite producers, man, who continuously make sure we know he's relevant. JD, man, motherfucker was joking him on a Super Bowl performance with Usher about the socks, wind up being Louis V socks. And everything. JD posted again, man. Put the picture up on the motherfucking joint. Two docs, two socks. South by Southwest. Fuck y'all talking about. And shit, got the motherfucking outfit on. Big ass Louis V bag, purse, whatever y'all want to call it. With the motherfucking sock. They ruffle socks. Like them socks, man. My grandkids, man. My mama be dressing my grandbabies in these socks when she take them to church. Little white socks come up, fold down with the ruffles on them and shit, right? Trying to tell us because they Louis V, they should be special. They ain't got these little motherfucking shoes on like the shoes they be wearing. Now, look. I'm all for a nigga with fashion. I don't even hate a motherfucker with fashion. Look, man, y'all do what y'all want to do. Y'all rich motherfuckers go out here and pay for $1,000 for a pair of socks, fine. It's all fine, man. Fine and handy, baby. Handle your business. And they think, but you can't sell it to a dude, man. That shit is cool. I don't give a fuck how you, what you put it in, what outfit you put it in, if it's Louis V, Gucci, Balenciaga, or whatever the fuck these motherfuckers is, man. That shit don't fly with me, baby. I'm sorry. And it's going to be some motherfucker out there to say, oh, it's LV. We got to get this motherfucker Pharrell and whoever. We got to get this shit. This shit is the new banger. We're going to wear these ruffled socks folded down with the black shoes and the shorts and shit so motherfuckers can see him. No. No, 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 no. Oh, man. No, B. That's that shit, man. My motherfucking 6-year-old grandbaby just going to church with the motherfuckers and shit. I don't give a fuck, man. And shit, look. And shit. And the comments, man. The comments is crazy, baby. Comments crazy. But the motherfuckers, I'd be out there talking about, oh, that shit fire. It's JD and shit. Oh, this and that. Yeah, I think, man, mother, it's just something, man. When motherfuckers finally believe anything, they gonna believe it. They gonna, if motherfuckers love you and shit, and they gonna believe everything you like, everything you say, man. It's motherfuckers on here saying that shit is hot and shit, and everything. I'm sorry. Ain't got nothing to be about a motherfucker afford them or not and everything. I don't give a fuck if they Louis V or not. No, that shit is not hot, B. That shit is not hot, man. I was watching some shit the other day, man. Watching Dame Dash motherfucking Instagram shit. Dame always say, look, I ain't talking about Jay. I'm talking about Jay. But every time, motherfucker always talking about Jay. Even when nobody asks him questions. Motherfuckers on that talking about Jay. Look, man, I don't give a fuck. And shit. I don't give a fuck with even one of them say, man. If Dame sold a piece of Rockefeller or a piece of the, what is the, Jay first album and everything, one of them albums and shit to Cam. So what? So what? So what? You know, motherfuckers believe Dame can't talk to no black shit to me, culture shit to me and everything when you married to a white woman. You can't. You can't. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. You can't say enough to me. And shit, Dr. Umar, RZA, Islam, and whoever else, man, these motherfuckers and shit be like, oh, black. You out there, and nothing wrong with a white woman. You just can't tell me that I need to stick with culture and stick black if you got a motherfucking white woman. I'm sorry. White woman, all the race, whoever, and shit. And ain't got nothing wrong. Look, got no problem with it. Look, man, motherfuckers be thinking, because you say I want to stick with my race or stick with my people, that you got a problem. I have no problem with the other. I have no problem. Do we say this to Hispanics, to Asians, when they dealing with their own folk? They dealing with their own folk? No, we don't. Only the black people. Oh, you don't want no white girl. Oh, you must be racist. No. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Shit. I seen some beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, beautiful. In real life and on TV, women. So, yeah, you know, man. But, so, nigga, JD, look, man, say what you want. You can sell it to whoever you want. You can stand 10 toes down on them socks and that outfit and them shoes. I'm sorry, dog. It can't be. And shit. But that's all I got, man. As always, man, I want to thank y'all for continuously checking your boy out. Make sure you share the link, share the page, let everybody know how I get down. It's your boy X-Man, Hourglass Podcast. I'm out, baby.